This is going to tick off some of you folks. In all the time I've been here, I've learned about civil libertarians. And we have a number of you listening all the time, and you won't like this. The police in British Columbia want to have the power to seize cell phones from distracted drivers, okay? Victoria Police Chief Jamie Graham was in charge of the Surrey RCMP from 2000 to 2002 and said statistics show many drivers are still, you know, poo-pooing the distracted driving law. Sound familiar? Which was enacted in 2010. Sound familiar? People are seriously injured or killed as a result, says this chief, and the government should raise, as he says, quote, raise the ante somewhat. This isn't rocket science. Now, his motion, if the police chiefs pass it at the conference in June, will ask the government to increase the $167 fine and permit police to seize cell phones for 24 hours on a second offense and for 3 to 5 days on a subsequent offense. And you know what? The BC Civil Liberties Association doesn't like it one bit, and a lot of people don't either. And Joseph Hickey is the executive director of the Ontario Civil Liberties Association. And Joseph joins me now. Good afternoon, Joseph.
Hi there, Jeff.
Well, would I be wrong in saying you don't agree with this either?
Oh, no, we don't like it one bit either.
Go ahead.
And I think we have to be very worried whenever the police want to increase their powers. That's a starting point. I mean, there's already a system of demerit points and fines to handle traffic violations. That's a norm in our system. It's been debated in Parliament, et cetera. But we should be very concerned when the police want to start increasing their power.
Some would say that they know what they're talking about. They're on the roads. They're the ones who see the carnage. They're the ones that they might be a little bit more emotional because they do see the carnage. And we've got to do something about it because nothing's really working. What do you say to that?
Yeah. Well, I said that we don't want police to have access to a technology that has your address book. It has a record of people you've talked to, where you've been.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is more than a slippery slope. I mean, there's kettling, there's carting, there's constant surveillance, and we're at a state where we need to push back against these state powers, not put more power into the hands of the police.
And I know that it seems to me the fines and such seem to be the same here in Ontario. It's around the same if they catch you playing with your cell phone or whatever. And as you know, Joseph, just recently someone suggested that police, well, no, it's a done deal. I mean, police could take your phone if it's not protected by password. So that means, I guess, that's probably going to be fought over, but I'm sure you're not happy with that either. And that's what this is about. I mean, for me, I'm thinking if they can take your phone and we don't have protection and give me that phone, most people are just going to hand it over to a police officer, right? And it may not be so if you were protected, I guess, by password, they wouldn't be able to look at it without a warrant, but otherwise they just can. But is that any different than what we're doing here in Ontario? I don't like this rule either, where the police can decide, well, at the roadside, you can do without your driver's license for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, maybe a month. You know, I mean, on the impaired driving, I mean, I don't know how much that's helping, but I certainly don't like it.
Yeah, no, I think we need to separate the police from the courts. And it's not the role of the police to impose punishment. That's not their job. That's for the courts to do, and it should be argued before the courts. And both sides should be allowed to make arguments. You know, that's basic right to a fair trial. And so we really need to avoid giving the police this discretionary power to punish. They already have too much discretionary power. There's way too much opportunity for them to abuse their power. I mean, carding is a major problem in Ontario. I'm not sure if you've heard about that problem. But what that's about is police, when they do a routine stop, it could be just to talk to you, they'll take information about the person. They could even include their attitude, not just their identity, so that later on down the road, when a person is stopped for a traffic ticket, for example, they could have an extra fine added because there's this record about them having a so-called bad attitude years in the past. And that's something that's happened in the Ottawa area, in the media here.
Wow.
And it's recognized as a major problem. It's called carding for historical reasons. But this kind of thing is happening more and more.
All right. Well, Joseph, I thank you very much for your time and your point of view. And I look forward to the next time we can chat.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
All right.
And it's
bye
been
now.
Great being on the show.
Okay.
Bye.